Now time for our ACCHS Coaches Insight program here on KARE 93.7 FM. Brandon Tabman with you, joined now by the ACCHS Girls Basketball Coach. That is Andrew Ecker, presented by L&L Construction. Team playing some good ball and coming off a nice win over McClouth earlier this week. And obviously down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. But let's go back to Tuesday, Coach. Again, big win. You guys have won three of your last four. What'd you like Tuesday, and just how do you feel like your team's playing over the last couple of weeks?
I think we're playing with a lot more confidence. We're doing a better job of playing with better game habits. I think there was a stretch there during the midseason tournament. We kind of got out of those. We weren't taking care of the ball. Our energy wasn't great. So it's definitely good to get back to that, and we're playing some good basketball.
You get Oskaloosa and Horton, your next two. So as we look down here at the final stretch, and, of course, here in February, we're doing a lot of makeup games from games being pushed and postponed back in January. But Oskaloosa Friday, then you play Monday, Tuesday, Friday next week. You've played quite a few games already here in February. How do you feel like your girls so far have kind of navigated the tough schedule? Not as much practice time, but getting a little more games in.
This late in the year, it's nice to just be able to get back in a rhythm after all the snow days we had. And I think we're doing a nice job of that. Practice time, we definitely need it, obviously, but it's also good to get on the court as much as possible to prepare for such days. So we're looking forward to this stretch where we're hopefully putting some good games together still.
You look at the Northeast Kansas League right now, it seems a little bit more balanced maybe this year than last year. Morehill Mounts Academy, you know, kind of coming out of nowhere and just sitting at the top of the league, and they've had an incredible run so far, top 10 ranking in 2A. JCN kind of doing their thing as always. Pleasant Ridge has always been a good team. You're kind of in that mix of the 500 teams, you know. You guys are 6-6, Oskaloosa, 6 wins, Jackson Heights and Valley Falls, right around 500 as well. Do you feel like the league is pretty competitively balanced for the most part?
Well, yeah, I 100% believe that. Yeah, it's been a good week for all of us this year. Every night, anyone can win. You know, Morehill is a little bit above everyone else. They got a good group of seniors there. But even they've been pushed a couple times here and there at times. But yeah, it's been a good league this year for us. It's been very competitive.
Well, let's talk about the next matchup coming up, Oskaloosa. You get them on Friday before a quick turnaround against Horton in a makeup game on Monday. But what's kind of the expectation for this game on Friday and just kind of this difficult stretch here down the last week or so?
Well, kind of like I mentioned earlier, I think it's just making sure we're continuing those good game habits of taking care of the ball and taking good shots, because I think that's kind of what hurt us the second time around versus Oskaloosa in the tournament. We didn't make very good decisions. So hopefully Friday we're able to make some better decisions. It'll be a little more competitive ball game. Yeah, and just making sure we're putting some good games together, good minutes.
There it is, ACCHS Girls Basketball Coach Andrew Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction. Again, coming off a win against McClouth on Tuesday, winners of three of their last four, playing some good ball. They'll get Oskaloosa Friday, Horton Monday, and then Tuesday, Friday to wrap up the regular season next week against Jefferson County North and Pleasant Ridge, respectively. Coach, as always, appreciate your time. Good luck here in the next couple of games. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, Brandon.